The Supreme Court has now postponed the remaining hearings on its schedule for the rest of this term because of the coronavirus. The court will not allow cameras in the courtroom, and this will impact the ability to hold hearings. For more, we turn next to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Rory Little. He is a professor at UC Hastings College of the Law and a former federal prosecutor who previously clerked at the Supreme Court. Rory, what will this mean for those time-sensitive cases that are before the High Court?
Well, of course, we don't know at this point. They announced last Friday they were canceling the April arguments. Those would have been the last ones in the term. They already canceled March, which was about 4 weeks' worth of arguments. They have something like 28 cases still on the docket. And their announcement said they would consider alternatives if they were not able to hold arguments in the courtroom. Now, one of the alternatives that everybody talks about is, why can't they just televise arguments? What about remote arguments like every other court in the country is doing? The Supreme Court has always resisted video of their arguments, and they've always resisted anything live, although they did do one live argument with the Affordable Health Care Act about 7 or 8 years ago. So they may decide to take some of these cases and decide them without argument. They may decide them on the briefs. There's no rule that says they have to have argument. They may decide to schedule video remote arguments. I bet there's a huge debate going on within the court right now on that topic. Or they could postpone them.
I don't understand the aversion to the technology, to televising these things. Can you explain it?
Well, it's hard to explain. But I have to say, I've known a lot of justices who, prior to being on the court, said things like, oh, it seems like it would be a good idea, and then they get there and they decide not to. I think very few people can appreciate how incredibly invasive it feels when you're an obscure judge that no one really knows, and then suddenly you're on the Supreme Court and they're showing, you know, 25-second clips or 3-second clips of you, you know, touching your nose or stuttering in the middle of an argument. And they've always said they think that that detracts from the solemnity of the arguments, the gravity of the justices. You know, the Supreme Court doesn't have any enforcement power. Its power is based purely on its reputation, and they're worried about this undercutting their reputation. But every other court does it. Now, no other court has the same publicity as the Supreme Court. So I understand the idea of these nine people not wanting to have this happen to them. But boy, it's tough in today's world with an institution of our government, which is so important, to not take advantage of these technological advances.
Very quickly, before we let you go, is there any precedent for this?
Well, there's no precedent for what we're going through right now. You know, the Supreme Court has missed arguments in the face of certain disasters, but never for 2 months at a time like this. Even during World War II and World War I, they held arguments and decided cases. So I'd say there is no precedent for this, but there certainly is no precedent for so many other things. And the Supreme Court is going to have to evolve, I think, just like the rest of our society is evolving right now.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Rory Little.